Eating a raisin slowly, more slowly than I have ever eaten any single object in my entire life, is what I've just done. I am sitting on this sofa with my legs up on the pouf in front of me. I have eaten a raisin, mindfully, according to the instructions given in the book. And I am aware of the crevices of the raisin. I am aware of myself remembering the raisin. I am not aware of the crevices on the raisin. I was aware of the crevices of the raisin. I'm aware of the memory of the crevices. The raisin is swallowed. It is gone into the stomach. I'm aware that I am now full of raisin. I've had my breakfast. Tiny, tiny little breakfast. Even the word tiny is a judgment. An enormous breakfast. I can shift from regarding the raisin I've eaten as enough food for the whole week ahead, mindful food, or I can shift and think it was a tiny sprucing up of the taste buds. I'm living in the aftermath of eating a single raisin. It's quite a tricky business, really, because as I was eating the raisin, as I was getting ready to eat the raisin, thoughts were coming to my mind of memories from other times, other places. They were almost like little voices calling me away from the raisin to the memory of other things. But the raisin was in the mouth. The raisin was, before it was in the mouth, was in my fingers, between my fingers. I was rolling the raisin between the softness of my fingers. I have memories of that raisin now, with me now, as I hold in the iPhone in the right hand and looking ahead of me at the coal scuttle. No will to speak. I speak a little. The words are like raisins, savourable. The impulse to speak is still, quiet, different. Bless that raisin. I still have it.